Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A Knoxville exchange student from Pakistan wants to meet you. Let's go in-depth with Samir Tahar from Islamabad. Samir, where are you from?
I am from Pakistan.
And what brings you to Knoxville?
I wanted to explore a new country. I wanted to come in US to learn and share culture. I wanted to let people know about my country and let myself know about US, their culture, their history. So that's why I applied for it, and luckily I got selected for it, and now I am here in Knoxville, Iowa.
Well, and how old are you? What grade are you in?
Over here?
Yeah.
I am in senior, and I am about 16 and a half year old.
Okay, so how are you enjoying it so far?
I'm loving it. Like, I met new people. I had made a lot of friends, and they had, like, helped me in a lot of the different situations, and I also did a lot, 26 hours of community service and projects. I worked in church. I moved there, and now still I'm volunteering at the local theater in Square. Like, I am loving it. I am able to meet new people, and it's a kind of a new way to interact them, to tell them about my country and to share, to know about their country. So, like, it's a kind of fun and enjoyment for me.
You've only been here a month, and you've already volunteered 26 hours.
Yep. Yeah, like my goal is to volunteer more than 100 hours over here. So, like, if I would do this, like, I would be appreciated by US government and I would be given a certificate. So I want to get that. I want to get that appreciation, and I want to do as much volunteering hours as I can.
Well, and who's your host here?
My host family is Lori McGarry and William McGarry. My host mom is Lori McGarry and host dad is William McGarry.
And they just wanted to expose somebody from another country to America? That was their goal?
Yeah, that was their goal. Like, they told in their community, like, we are hosting a new student, first time from an Asia, I'm from Pakistan. So they wanted to know, told their community friend, like, we are hosting a new student. So I hope that you would be able to know about their country. So that's why the goal was to expose my nation, my culture, and also I'm here to learn about your culture, history, so that I can indulge and learn and share. Basically, like, my purpose over here is to learn and share culture.
Okay, so let's help you do that. Tell us a little bit about Pakistan.
Pakistan is almost like, it's a country of five provinces. There are five provinces. Like, over here there are states, and we have provinces like Punjab, Sindh, Balochistan, Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, and Gilgit-Baltistan. These are the five provinces of my country. I was born in Punjab, and I presently live in Islamabad, which is the capital city of my country. And Punjab is a very, it is famous. It's the largest, if you look at the population, Punjab has the most population in our country. And if you look at the Balochistan, every province has its every speciality. Balochistan is famous for its copper or natural resources. It is full of natural resources. I recently passed sophomore year in my country, so I'm in senior grade right now.
Will you go back and have two more years of school in Pakistan?
Yep. I have to study for 2 years to complete my high school level in my country.
Okay, so we must have different levels in high school.
Yeah.
You are a senior here, but a sophomore there, so
yep.
People work faster in Pakistan, or just different requirements? What's that difference? What explains that?
If I would be in my country, I would be junior, because it's not about the work. Like, it's about the age. According to my age, I would be at 17 when I will reach my country, so I would be in junior level.
Okay.
So over here in Knoxville, Iowa, the high school demands that every exchange student should be a senior. That's why I am senior.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I would be a junior if I would be according to my study period. I would be a junior over here.
Okay.
But I'm senior.
You know, we know almost nothing about Pakistan.
Yeah.
I mean, really, we know there's conflicts with India.
Yep.
Right now I'm thinking, what do I know about Pakistan? We know that that sometimes it appears that your border is a little bit loose and helps, and that some of our enemies go across the border into Pakistan, right. And there's some tension there between the U.S. and Pakistan. Am I remembering right?
If you would say like our border is loose, like, well, it is fully secure. In our, like, there are some kind of people when, like, there was an attack in 9/11 over here. So people from, like, when Russia invaded Afghanistan. So people from Afghanistan moved to our country. And like U.S. also offered us that you have to like help them. Then we will give you like kind of money so that it would be help to build your economy. So we helped them to stay over here, but that was not like good decision for our country. Like when they were allowed to go back to your country, some of the people stayed over here in our country, and then I would say that it resulted in terrorists. So I would say that, well, our border is fully secure, but those people who are still in our country, like, they are like destroying the peace of our country and also all around the South Asia and subcontinent. So I would say that our border is, I guess, fully secure.
Okay.
There is no like a way of coming into our country.
Okay, and so there's still some problems from when the people came from before.
Yes.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Samir Tahar, Knoxville Exchange student from Pakistan. Do the students that you meet and talk to, mm-hmm. do they know anything about Pakistan?
Basically, I have not met a student who knows exactly about Pakistan. Like when they ask me from where you are, I said Pakistan. Then they say where? Then I say that it shares a border with India. Then they got to know, oh, okay, you are like beside India. Like they think that India is a big country in over the world, so that's why it's a kind of resemblance for them. But I met a student, he was a senior, like he knows almost like many things about our country. Like he knows about Kashmir dispute, which is going on between Pakistan and India. And he also knows about the capital city of our country, which was like kind of a good news for me. Like somebody's here familiar with my country.
Well, yeah. And how about teachers? Are they knowledgeable?
Yeah.
They know
like,
more?
Yeah, they know better. Like, they are familiar with my country. When I ask them, like, they say that Islamabad is a capital. Yeah, I say, yeah, you got it. And they say, like, my U.S. history teacher, Mr. Miller, he's an awesome teacher. So he knows a lot of things about my country.
Well, history teachers tend to have that broad experience.
Yeah.
Well, what's your favorite class?
My favorite class still is, like, language arts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why?
Because according to, if you look at my country and here, like language arts is kind of familiar. We also study English over there. So I am familiar with, I am getting easy to understand that. Like if you look at US history, I don't know anything about history of America. So it's a kind of tough for me to remember the name of presidents, the events that occurred in US. But I am like enjoying because I am getting a new experience by US. Like, I am able to know about the U.S. history. That's a kind of a new thing. But it's difficult for me to learn and, like, all that stuff. But I would say language arts is easy.
What's your hardest class?
My hardest class is, I would say, PFIT, personal fitness.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's tough. But I choose myself because I want to be a fit person when I'm here. Like, in my country, I don't have time for this. I used to study all the time. From school to academy, I reach at home at 10 o'clock in night. So I don't have any time for playing or for doing any kind of my personal fitness. So over here, I want to experience that one also, but it's tough for me. Like I am unable to like adjust my, when I came from PFIT, my body hurts, my leg, my arm, that's why. So it's tough in that.
So you go to school like from in the morning, 8 o'clock or so?
Yep.
Till 10 o'clock at night?
No. From 8 o'clock to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Then I came back to home. And at 4 o'clock, I go to academy, which teaches us about more about school. It's outside the school. And I reach at home at 10 o'clock.
8 o'clock to 2 o'clock. Then you go home till 4 o'clock. Then you go to academy from 4
to 10.
To 10?
Yeah.
So that's like you do two schools in a day.
Yeah, kind of two schools. Because in our country, if you look at the school, like they are good. They're like study is good, but some of the things that teachers are not able to explain it. So the students who are intelligent or they who want to get good grades, they choose to prefer a tuition or an academy so that they can get extra knowledge and they can compete. I recently passed my sophomore grade with 97% in all over the country. I mean, I was about 10th or 11th student in, if you look at according to the position in my country. So this was due to the academy and my all hard work, and I am proud of my success because it's a big success for me.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, what surprised you the most about the United States and Knoxville?
The most surprise is about like the food. I am not like first when I arrived here in Washington, I was unable to like eat anything. We had a DCOs in our country in Washington. Mm-hmm. So like there was like I was not familiar with that food, so I didn't eat for about 2 days as much. I used to prefer on like milk and juices and less stuff, but over here I felt difficulty in first week. Mm-hmm. I was not adjusting, but then now I have got like I have adjusted myself in that stuff. But my family is like very cooperative. They try to like always ask me whether it's fine. You want anything more? Like you don't like it, we can bring another food. Or like I'm satisfied with my family and they are very cooperative.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Samir Tahar, Knoxville exchange student from Pakistan. Anything else surprised you about America, Knoxville?
A lot of things, like over in our school, there's a culture like difference between boys and girls. Like boys and girls usually don't talk with each other, but over here, like they go together with the school and they come back. So it's a kind of a cultural shock for me. Like, in our country, and it's also in our culture, like boys and girls do not talk with each other in school or outside the school. So it's a kind of a new thing for me.
Well, here boys and girls talk all the time.
Yeah, talk, or like they go together with school, to the market, to any state. Like they are like each other. So in our culture, it's not like that.
So when do boys and girls meet in Pakistan?
Like they can meet. For example, if both of their parents know each other well and they are familiar, then now they can meet, but not in like, if they are alone, they can meet during the family. So it's a kind of a new thing for me, but I was like familiar with that because many of the alumni told us that you will see that such kind of differences between your country and US. So like I was ready for that.
But still when you see it, I'm sure it must have taken a while to get used to.
But I was able to know because of the many of the TV programs, movies of that. Like my image about US was like that. Like over here, there is no kind of forbidden, like you can't meet a boy or girl or like that. I was able to, like, I had an image in my mind.
Okay.
While I am enjoying in US.
Well, what's the best part about being here?
The best part is like volunteering. I love volunteering in theater. I met a lot of people, and also bonfire. When I arrived here, after 2 days, there was a girl in our neighbor. She took me to a bonfire, and over here, I was introduced by her. Like, I met a lot of friends over there. So it's a kind of a new thing and a big achievement for me. Like, I made friends within 2 days.
Nice.
Yeah.
Bonfires are big here. The kids have lots of bonfires.
I enjoy it there.
And the theater is a great place to volunteer.
Yes.
And you told me, you reached out to the radio station and you said, can I talk to somebody at the radio station? I want to meet people. And I know that the radio station will help me meet people.
Yes.
Is that right? What do you want people to do when they hear this?
The main purpose for me to giving you an interview about me and myself country, like when I will go to some kind of ceremony or any kind of place where I will meet new friends. Like, I guess when they would hear my name, they would just have an image that he's an exchange student from my country. So they would be able to know well. And then they can be familiar with me. Like they would be able to form an image about me so they can ask more questions about my country and me without any hesitation. So that was my goal. And also like I want to, like over here, I want to know almost all the people because it's a small town. It's not a big, so it's about 7,000, I guess, population. So I want to like meet every people over here in 1 month, in 1 year.
And so if people hear that you're around or see you and...
Yeah.
And think that might be Samir, could just come up and say hi.
Yep. Like, I have met a lot of people, and due to this, I guess it would also help me in meeting a lot of people and also, like, introducing myself or knowing about them. So that's why I asked from you that can you take a kind of interview from of me.
You know, what a wonderful thing to do, to reach out to people, to say hi, let's talk.
Yeah.
And when you get through all of your schooling, what do you want to be?
I want to be an Air Force pilot officer. I want to be a GDP pilot in my country, in Air Force. Unfortunately, if I'm not selected, then I wish to come over here for a university. Yes, in US.
And where would you like to go?
Then I would do engineering.
Engineering?
Yeah, chemical engineering.
And do you know what college you'd like to go to?
Still not decided.
Still working on it.
Yeah, still working on it.
Well, maybe one of our Iowa schools.
Yeah, maybe. Like, I'm planning to go to New York because I've heard that there are a lot of universities over there that have fame all over the world. But I'm impressed. I wanted to go to New York. That's my kind of wish over here. I want to see that state.
Well, it seems like you're a young man who can make that kind of thing happen.
Yeah, maybe. Inshallah, I will try to do that. I will try to fulfill my wish.
Thanks to Samir Tahar for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.